So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
In February of 1959, a young Don McLean was working as a paperboy. He found himself delivering newspapers with the bad news that some of his favorite rock and roll musicians had been killed in a plane crash.
I saw the headlines of the death of Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and Ritchie Valens.
Buddy Holly had been one of the most popular and influential musicians of the 1950s. Years later, Don McLean had himself become a musician. He felt that something fun and innocent about America had died with those musical heroes of his childhood, something he hoped to capture in a song.
I kept this memory in me for years and years, and I was kind of struggling with trying to find a song that I could write about America. But I didn't want to write America the Beautiful. I didn't want to write America the, you know, the Uglyful. I didn't want to, you know, do that kind of song. I wanted to write a song that captured something that is as elusive as when you first saw Elvis Presley.
The song Don McLean would eventually write proved to be profoundly elusive, with verse after verse of cryptic lyrics fans have tried to decipher in the decades since American Pie was released in 1971. No small part of the interest in McLean's original manuscript, auctioned this week by Christie's in New York City, was the hope the pages of lyrics would provide the key to understanding the many meanings of the song. McLean says that the opening verse is the first part of the song that came to him.
So I came up with this part here. A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance, I could make those people dance. Maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver. With every paper I deliver, bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. I had that, and I thought, whoa, that's kind of neat. And I just wrote it off the top of my head just like that, sang it into a tape recorder.
But he didn't want the song just to be a ballad. He wanted to have the heart of the song have a dance beat that echoed the music of Buddy Holly and Ritchie Valens.
So a little while later, I came up with, so bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove the Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Good old boys are drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
McLean would eventually write verse after verse about how America had changed, musically and culturally, over the 1960s. He wrote so many verses that the record company didn't think, at first, it could be a hit record.
When the people in the studio first heard the song, you know, I mean, they said, oh, that's awfully long, Don, you know. Can you shorten it somehow? I said, well, it's can't be shortened because that's the story.
The story included veiled references to Bob Dylan stealing Elvis Presley's crown, and then the Beatles taking Dylan's place. The finished song was over 8 minutes long, when most pop songs clock in at about 3 minutes. That didn't keep American Pie from being a success, as it quickly became a number one hit. Beyond success on the pop charts, the song achieved status as a rock icon, so much so that when the original handwritten lyric sheets were auctioned this week, they sold for $1.2 million. I'm Larry London for VOA News.